This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
42 years after its first appearance, the Slip, Slop, Slap jingle has been added to the National Film and Sound Archive Sounds of Australia registry.
Just say the simple words.
Slip, slop, slap. It sounds like a breeze when you say it like that. Slip, slop, slap. In the sun this summer, slap. Slip, slop, slap.
Slip, slop, slap.
Slip on a shirt, slop on sunscreen and slap on a hat.
Slip, slop, slap. You can stop skin cancer, slap.
Slip, slop, slap.
Slip, slop, slap.
It's so simple.
Slip, slop, slap.
Something we all remember. What is it about that commercial that makes it qualify to go into the archives?
Gender, sexuality and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Lauren Rosewarne, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
That is such an iconic jingle, isn't it?
It is, and given that it's 40-ish years old and the fact that most, if you were alive when it was on, you know all the lyrics, I mean, it says something about not only advertising and the power of sort of those jingles to burrow into our brains, but also really changing attitudes towards sun and that idea of needing to actually take action to avoid skin cancer, which hadn't been on the public agenda much prior to that.
I'm just thinking when I was a kid, I mean, it was common to be on the beach to put this coconut oil stuff that absolutely stank all over your body, lie in the sun. And I remember when that jingle started playing, it certainly did get into our, you know, our awareness that, hey, we're actually doing something that's quite harmful to our health.
And if you think, I mean, you see this on social media a lot where they'll show, and one example is the Golden Girls, the television show, next to a picture of the women from Sex and the City. And there'll be a caption about how these women were the same ages at different points when the show's aired. Why did they look so different? And one of the biggest reasons that people look older in the past as compared to today is our attitudes around sun. Sun is hugely damaging to the skin, and part of that reason why people who are in their 30s and 40s don't look as old as people in their 30s and 40s a couple of generations ago is because it's a generation that's grown up with much more mindfulness about the sun, and not only avoiding it, because you shouldn't completely avoid it, but to be taking precautions and not baking out there in the heat of the day.
What is the National Film and Sound Archive?
So it's a resource that exists. It's a government-sponsored initiative that works to, in this particular example, create an archive of things that, and it's called the Sounds of Australia Project. It's capturing recordings, and the oldest is 96 years old, so it's quite a long history, at least for a country Australia's age. It takes recordings and puts them into an archive that exists. You can listen to all of them online, and it serves as a repository of a snapshot of things that are important to us that say something about the time that they were created. And I think a similar project is done in the United States with the Library of Congress, where every year they add recordings, you know, be it songs or different kinds of things that are sound recordings, to this archive that's also telling the American story.
Let's have a listen to another ad, because I want to find out what makes an ad, I suppose, uniquely Australian. Let's have a listen to this.
Louis the Fly, I'm Louis the Fly, straight from rubbish tip to you, spreading disease with the greatest of ease, back to spread some germs on you. I'm better and meaner, mighty uncleaner, the nastiest guy that you've ever seen. Uh-oh. Only one thing I really hate seeing is Mum with the dreaded can of Mortine.
Bye-bye, Louie.
Bye-bye.
Is that something that would also make the National Film and Sound Archive?
Yeah, that's in there. And actually, and the quirky Louis the Fly aspect of that is Bryce Courtney, the novelist, was one of the designers of that campaign. Yeah, long before he became a novelist, he was writing advertising copy and he was involved with the Louis campaign. But Louis the Fly, Happy Little Vegemites is another advertising example that's in the archives from 1954. You and I were not alive in 1954, but they've resurrected that campaign at different anniversaries of Vegemite, so a lot of Australians would know it even if they didn't know the first incarnation of the song.
Just look back on the Slip Slop Slap ad. Mm. How effective was it? Has anyone estimated how many lives it saved?
I've not read data on lives it saved, but certainly, like a lot of public health campaigns, I think we could look at smoking as another example. They are considered to be quite effective, particularly Slip Slop Slap, because it was something that schools were also involved with. You know, I've got young nephews. They're not allowed to play outside without wearing a hat in the summer. And I think that's an interesting change since I was at school where, yeah, there was awareness about not baking out in the sun, but there was certainly no precautions regarding hats. And now that's a cultural change that's happened. Not only just with the advertisement, but with a whole lot of initiatives that were happening in society, much like with smoking. Yeah, you can have effective quit campaigns, but you also need other things, like, for example, the price of cigarettes as being, you know, being one of those things that changes behaviour.
Lauren, if we look at both of those ads, I mean, there's, you know, we've got a fly in there, we've got animals, haven't we? And that appeals to us, and they've been effective, they've stuck with us. What about ads like this that I suppose are more emotive? Do they make it to the archive as well?
Yeah, and I think that's the Qantas ad is a good example of a visually spectacular ad, plus a song that had already been iconic in Australia, sung by children. But then also, I haven't been on a Qantas flight in a while, but certainly the last time I was on a Qantas flight, they play the song when you're landing. So there's an element there of almost branding with that song in a kind of linking it to returning home. And I think there's something about it that Australians feel a kind of, in a world where there's so much competition with airlines, part of what Qantas has been able to trade on is not just a patriotism, but a feeling of loyalty that this is something that's, you know, our airline. And look, obviously that's changed because it's now a privately owned company and there's lots of things that Qantas has been thrown over the coals for in recent years. Mm. But for a long time, it was trading on that sentiment that I think that advertisement really encapsulated.
What other sort of sounds do we find in the National Film and Sound Archive, Sound of Australia?
Yes. So it has to be a recording, and I found this quite interesting because people, you get to nominate as well. If there are things, if there's a sound you're particularly passionate about, you can go onto the website and make a nomination. They add about a dozen things each year. But there have been times where people have suggested, for example, the sound of a Melbourne tram or the sound of the siren at the MCG. And those kind of sounds apparently are not permitted because they're not specific recordings. Ah. They're just a sound. So it has to be something that once upon a time it was either specifically broadcast and then recorded or was, for example, a song. So things like Barry Crocker's Neighbours song, I find are quite the opening sound to the opening credits to Neighbours is one example. But an earlier one is a television show that ran in the late 1940s through until the 1960s, Pick a Box.
Oh, yes.
The soundtrack from that has gone into the archives as well. Things like Savage Garden's Truly Madly Deeply, or the one I like to see on there, The Wiggles' Toot Toot Chugga Chugga Big Red Car is one
is
of
that
the
on there?
It is, which I just think is cute because I'm not sure I've ever said that, Toot Toot Chugga Chugga Big Red Car, but it's on there as well.
I wonder if a part of our segment will ever go on there, Lauren.
Look, you can only hope. I mean, they have got Mick Malloy and and Tony Martin's. They did a collection of episodes of their radio show. That's in there. There's also some political speeches, Julia Gillard's misogyny speeches in there, as well as Kevin Rudd's apology to the Stolen Generations.
Fantastic. Lauren, great to chat with you. Talk to you again next week.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Warren.
Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.